Ready to dive into the world of dog breeds. We're talking family-friendly pups today and going beyond those generic lists everyone's seen a million times.
Yeah. We're digging into Cuddly Codex and their take on finding the perfect canine companion for your crew.
Their article is actually called Top 10 Family-Friendly Dog Breeds Ideal for Your Home.
I like that right off the bat, straight to the point, which is great for people who are like, just tell me which dog to get.
Right. But of course, it's more nuanced than that.
Always is.
Now, some of their picks were those classic no-brainer family dogs, Labs, Goldens, you know, the type.
Makes sense. Those breeds are popular for a reason.
Totally. But then there were a few that made me go, interesting. Like the Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, the big fluffy ones.
Exactly. Cuddly Codex calls them gentle giants, even nanny dogs.
I can see that they've got that gentle giant rep for sure.
Right. Imagine this big fluffy dog patiently watching over your kids.
Heart-meltingly adorable, right?
Totally. But, and this is where Cuddly Codex kind of glosses over things a bit. Giant breeds. They come with giant responsibilities.
Yeah. You got to think beyond that awe factor and be realistic, right?
100%. So what kind of responsibilities are we talking about with a dog that's basically a small bear?
Well, for starters, they're strong, need space, and let's just say their drool game is strong, too.
Oh, yeah. Drool is definitely something to consider. Okay, so from gentle giants, let's talk about big personalities in smaller packages. How about the pug?
Those wrinkly faces. Who can resist?
Exactly. And Cuddly Codex highlights their low to moderate energy, which sounds pretty perfect for families.
I mean, it can be. That low maintenance vibe is definitely appealing, but
there's always a but.
Right. Well, those wrinkles are adorable, but they need regular cleaning, or you're going to run into some skin issues.
Makes sense. Those folds probably trap all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. And remember how Cuddly Codex mentioned their willful temperament?
Yeah.
That basically means you need the patience of a saint to train them.
Oh, boy. Stubborn pugs.
Stubborn pugs. So maybe not the best fit for like a first-time dog owner who's not ready for that.
Noted. Okay. I have to bring up one more breed from Cuddly Codex's list that made me laugh out loud. The Beagle.
No, the ones that look like mini hounds.
Yeah. They're all playful and adventurous, but then there's this warning about the distinctive howl.
Ah, the Beagle howl. Already picturing it.
Right. It's like their trademark. I can just imagine a family sing-along with a Beagle opera in the background.
Pretty accurate. Remember, though, that howling comes from their breeding. They were literally bred to track scents, so.
So you're at the park, your Beagle gets a whiff of something interesting.
And they're gone. They've got that incredible nose that might just override any comeback commands you're yelling.
So it's not enough to just think, aw, cute. You need to think about how a breed's instincts, like a Beagle sniffer, will actually play out in real life. And speaking of real life, Cuddly Codex dedicates a whole section to key considerations for any potential dog owner.
That's where the article gets really good, in my opinion, because they start looking beyond just the breed itself.
Right. They get into the nitty-gritty of what it actually takes to live with a dog day in and day out.
Yes. Like, how much space do you have? How active is your family? Are you prepared for shedding season?
All those practical questions that people don't always want to think about, but are so important. It reminds me of the time I dog sat a husky in my tiny apartment.
Oh no, what happened?
Let's just say we both learned a hard lesson about matching a dog's energy levels to your living space, which is exactly what Cuddly Codex is getting at in this section.
Right. And it's not just about space either. It's about your time, your lifestyle, all of that.
Totally. And they bring up a lot of important points that we're going to unpack right after this quick break. So we're back and talking about those crucial key considerations for choosing the right dog breed.
And Cuddly Codex really hits the nail on the head with these. Like, remember how they talked about poodles being hypoallergenic?
Right. Great for people with allergies, in theory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Hypoallergenic doesn't automatically mean allergy free.
Wait, really? I thought that was the whole point.
Well, it's more complicated than that.
Okay.
Most dogs have this protein in their saliva and dander that sets off allergies, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Poodles and a few other breeds, they produce less of it, but it's not a guarantee. Some people might still react. It just might be less intense.
So it's still super important to do your research if allergies are a concern. And speaking of things to research, Cuddly Codex also talks about the time commitment involved in having a dog.
Oh, huge one. And they don't sugarcoat it either, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's not all cuddles and cuteness. It's training, it's socializing, making sure your pup gets enough exercise.
It's a lifestyle, for sure.
Totally. And it made me think of that question Cuddly Codex answered about the best breeds for first-time dog owners.
Yeah, they said Labs and Goldens, right?
Exactly. Solid choices because they're usually eager to please, not too difficult to train.
But they also made a point of saying that every dog is an individual, even within the same breed.
So true. You could have two Labs from the same litter, and they could have totally different personalities.
Absolutely. Which is something you can't always tell from just reading a breed description.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the top 10 breeds from Cuddly Codex.
Yeah.
But obviously there are tons of Uddle Dogs out there.
Right, and this is where their FAQ section is pure gold, because they talk about rescue dogs.
Yes. Shelters are full of amazing dogs just waiting for the right home.
And those dogs come in all shapes, sizes, breeds, mixes, you name it.
Each one with their own unique personality and quirks.
And backstories, too, which just adds another layer to that bond you build, you know.
Totally. And I love how Cuddly Codex addresses those common questions people have about rescue dogs, like how much exercise do family dogs actually need?
That's a big one. Because it ties back into what we were saying about matching a dog's energy level to your lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. That bulldog might seem super chill at the shelter, but if you've got a super active family,
you might end up with a bored bulldog
who's tearing up the furniture.
Exactly. And then nobody's happy. Speaking of keeping things calm and happy at home, Cuddly Codex also reminds us about preparing your house for a new dog.
Which is something people don't always think about. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of bringing a dog home, but you have to be prepared.
Exactly. It's about setting everyone up for success. Your family, you, and especially your new furry friend.
So we've covered the breeds, the considerations, the practicalities. But what does it all really mean for our listeners who are picturing themselves with a dog by their side?
It's about taking that dream and turning it into a reality, but doing it in a way that's thoughtful and responsible.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back for the final part of this deep dive. Okay, so we've talked breeds, and we've talked about what it really takes to bring a dog home.
All those practical things.
Right. But like you said earlier, it's not just about finding the perfect breed. It's about the right fit.
100%. And that's where I think it goes beyond even what Cuddly Codex talked about.
Oh, tell me more.
It's about the emotional side of things.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So they cover the practical stuff, right? But there's this whole other layer of, like, emotional intelligence.
Both for the dog and the humans.
Exactly. Like, are you really ready for muddy paws after a walk? Or accidents while you're potty training?
Oh, those are good ones.
Right. Or how about that boundless puppy energy? Some days it's cute, other days.
It's a lot. And it's easy to forget those less glamorous parts when you're just picturing, you know, playing fetch in the park.
Totally. It's a package deal. You get the love, the companionship, the fun.
But also the shedding.
The occasional chewed up shoe.
It's those early morning walks when you'd rather be snuggled up in bed.
Exactly. But honestly, when you find that dog that fits, that gets you, and that you get, it's all worth it.
Couldn't agree more. It's like Cuddly Codex said, you're not just picking a breed from a catalog, you're choosing a family member.
A furry family member who brings a whole lot of love and laughter, even with a few muddy paw prints along the way.
That's a great way to put it. So for our listeners who are ready to take that next step,
don't just dream about it, do it.
Exactly. Go visit shelters, chat with owners, maybe even volunteer at a rescue.
Get some real-world experience with different breeds. You'll know when you find the one.
And when you do, life is just better with a dog by your side.
Couldn't agree more.
Until next time, everyone, happy dog hunting.